This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2113, exclusive English advice. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this episode, we answer a listener question. What does the word exclusive mean, especially when we are not talking about relationships? Today, get new and interesting ways to use this word in your English conversations.
Hey, Michelle, how's everything going today?
Hey, Lindsay, everything's good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. We're recording today on a Friday, so I'm excited for the weekend. But what are we getting into today on today's episode?
Yeah, well, Lindsay, have you had any exciting opportunities recently?
Exciting opportunity in terms of work or in terms of life? There's always, oh my gosh, I see a lot of opportunities everywhere all the time.
Sounds good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm going to have an opportunity to travel to Portugal this fall. Actually, right. By the time this comes out, I'll be back already. But yeah, that's an opportunity that I'm grateful for. What about you, Michelle? Anything specific?
Well, that's funny. Well, it's funny that you went to travel because that's where my mind went to.
Yes.
Also, like I was thinking, the opportunity that I had to go on my big trip in May and June to Paris and London, that was definitely an exciting opportunity. Thinking about travel here today.
Yeah, I love that. It says a lot about your values when you answer that, how you answer that question, right?
That's true. Right. Neither of us, I mean, even though there are exciting opportunities with work, we both jumped to travel and we know from almost 10 years of talking that we like that we each really value travel. So it makes sense.
It has been 10 years of talking, Michelle. That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Well, anyways, guys, if you've just found All Ears English or if you're a newbie here, make sure you hit that follow button because yes, we have been talking for 10 years and we're going to keep talking. So All Ears English publishes 4 days a week and we have a unique angle on learning English. Michelle, what is it?
Well, we believe in connection, not perfection,
yes.
Right, Lindsay? So we believe that if you really think about language learning in a way where you're connecting with people and you're not so focused on every little detail, we want to be as good as possible, of course,
yes.
But we don't want it to hamper connection. We
you
don't
got
want it.
It
to then take the place of connecting with someone because that's really kind of defeats the whole purpose.
It's true. So connection, not perfection. If you believe in that, if you also believe you could get on board with that mentality, that motto, then hit that follow button to follow us 4 days a week. Let's learn together. All right, Michelle. So we're starting with a question from Shiva from Iran. Very exciting. Could you read it for us for a change?
Sure.
Yeah.
I would love to. All right, here we go. Hi, dear Lindsay and Michelle. My name is Shiva from Iran. I've been listening to All Ears English for 3 years. Wow,
oh
that's a while. Thank you for listening. I like this next part. I start my day with your amazing voices every day, and I'm so thankful. You guys are the best. Well, I just love you.
This is amazing. This is a 5-star review, by the way, from Shiva in, I think, Apple Podcasts or the app. I'm not sure which. But yeah, so good to see how much they love the show.
Yes, it really was very heartwarming. So thank you. I really mean it. I have a question for you guys. I've heard the word exclusive about relationships like this sentence. We are exclusive or we are not exclusive, which means we are in a serious relationship or it's just a casual relationship. But I heard the word exclusive in a movie, but it was different. I heard this sentence. I want to give you an exclusive chance. Can you please explain this word exclusive? Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. And I'm waiting for you guys to come to our country, Iran. I can't wait to see you. Kiss. Thank you.
Wonderful. So good to meet you through this letter, Shiva. And thanks for being an amazing listener of All Ears English. So good, Michelle.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So this is a great question. I mean, yeah, we often use exclusive to talk about relationships.
Yes.
Just like Shiva said. So yeah, there are other ways to use it though. So
yeah.
Just to head you guys over to another episode, because we sometimes talk about exclusive deals.
Yes,
we can go to All Ears English episode 2101. Should you shop around? Native English phrases for making purchases.
Yeah, I love that. Guys, go check it out. Check out that other episode. And all right, so she was asking for other ways, right? What are the ways in which we use exclusive? And what would be an example of exactly what she asked, Michelle? What did she ask?
Exactly. So, well, she said the example that she had, and again, I love when we have listeners coming and giving us a specific example from something they've heard, because that's such a good way to learn.
It really is.
Yeah, I want to give you an exclusive chance. Mm. So, Lindsay, do you often hear exclusive used in this way?
Yeah, I do, for sure. Sometimes. Relationships are a whole other thing. And yes, you can be exclusive with your partner. Yes. But today, right, this idea of an exclusive chance, you know what comes to mind, actually? Have you watched the series Inventing Anna?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, you would like it. I think you would like
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. It's about this woman in New York City in like 2013, 2014. And she got into lots of trouble, like kind of scamming people, crazy stuff that happened. She's in jail right now. But the story is actually one of the main actors is Anna Kolumsky, who was in My Girl. She was the little girl from My Girl, but she's an adult actress. Amazing. I love her. I think she's great. But anyways, they keep saying in the movie how Anna, the one in jail, is giving Vivian, the reporter, an exclusive, giving her an exclusive, meaning she is exclusively interviewing her. Like she's only going to give her the story. So she goes back to Rikers Island like over and over and over to write this story about Anna. So watch the show. It's good. It's good.
Okay. That does sound really good. Yeah. Do you ever have that moment where you're kind of in a blank space, you've run out of your shows and you're not really
perfect. This can fill the void.
So maybe, yes. Fill the void. Yes. Exactly. I agree with you. And we're going to do some examples and specifically about interviews as well.
Yeah.
But basically an exclusive chance likely means in this context, that Shiva gave us, that is very special. Right? It's possibly only for this person, like Lindsay was talking about with the show, or a special group of people.
Yes.
So it's not something that just anybody can get or just given out willy-nilly.
Sure.
Yeah. It's exclusive, right? It's special.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So to use exclusive chance, you could say something like, we are giving you an exclusive chance to meet the stars of the show.
Yeah. And it's interesting how, you know, usually it is used right before a noun, right? An exclusive chance, exclusive opportunity, exclusive offer. But the example that I just shared, giving you an exclusive.
Yes. That is because you didn't have anything else.
Right. We're putting that into the context of reporting. Right? Like the reporters are talking to each other. Oh, she gave you an exclusive. That's amazing. So in that case, we're dropped. That becomes the noun. Right, Michelle?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's interesting. Definitely. You don't need to have anything after exclusive in certain, I guess, industries like journalism. Industries.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it becomes actually a form of jargon for that specific industry.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that comes to mind, Michelle, are, of course, our fluency parties are exclusive.
Yes.
Only students who have ever been a student in All Ears English courses, if you've ever purchased a course or you're currently in a course, you are invited. Otherwise, it's not available. So that's exclusive. Very cool.
It's very special. Very special. Not for everyone. So that's exclusive.
All right, Michelle, let's dig deeper. What else?
All right. Well, so I got some ideas of some chunks, looking a little bit at wordreference.com for collocations. So common ways that you hear this word, what's one?
Yeah. First one, exclusive opportunity. So this one I hear all the time, right? Get in on this exclusive opportunity. Yes.
Or they might say, or it's not always that something is exclusive.
Right.
Sometimes using that word can just be a sales tactic, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking of an infomercial, you know, like, oh, like call now or you're going to miss it. It's an exclusive opportunity, right?
Oh, and my gosh. Yes.
Sometimes it's not.
Infomercials are so crazy. Usually by the time the infomercials come on the TV, I say, okay, it's time to go to bed because it's getting bad now.
That means it's 3 a.m. Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever bought anything off of an infomercial?
Never. What about you? I mean, I honestly have never, but you should admit it if you have, Michelle, admit to us.
No, but I honestly, I'm trying to think.
QVC?
No, I haven't.
No.
But I think my mom has bought some stuff from QVC before. Okay. Actually, recently she sent me a picture of a little bag and she said, do you want this bag from QVC? And I was like, no, I'm okay.
No, it's cool. QVC is cool now because, you know, Lori from Shark Tank, she's the one that has,
course.
I think I don't know if she's like the owner of QVC or affiliated with it, but entrepreneurs on Shark Tank always want to get on QVC.
Sure.
So it's cool.
Yes, I know. They always talk about QVC. Yeah. Lindsay and I, we both watched Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So that fills the void also when I don't have a show that I'm binging.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's do the next one. So exclusive interview, right? That's what Lindsay said, or just to say to have an exclusive.
Mm.
So for example, Entertainment Tonight has an exclusive interview with Hugh Jackman.
Oh yeah, he's good. He was in the Greatest Showman, right? Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I
love that guy.
Oh, me too. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes, as you can see in my notes, I also wrote about exclusive, right? See, we're on the same page.
We are so in sync. I love that.
Yeah.
So good.
What's another one?
So
this is kind of what we were talking about also with the infomercial.
Yeah. So it could be an exclusive offer. So yeah, you do hear this a lot in marketing, whether it is genuine or whether they're just trying to make it seem genuine. I recommend just using this word selectively. Right? Only when it actually is genuine. So an example, don't miss this exclusive offer.
And then one more is exclusive club.
Okay.
So she's part of an exclusive club. So that could mean a lot of things. I mean, maybe this person is a celebrity. So it's kind of fancy. You might like a country club also.
You might say
she's part of the exclusive club on blah 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 road, right?
Yeah, right. So it's interesting. So here's a question. Are all clubs that are by definition you have to apply to get in, are they all exclusive, would you say? I mean, they are because you have to apply to get in. They're not open to everyone, but the word exclusive elevates them a little bit more, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I am not a part of any of these kinds of clubs. But I think that's a good place to use exclusive for sure. But it can also be just a club of people, right? Like, she discovered some blah blah blah. So she's part of an exclusive club of scientists who have worked on
something.
You know what I mean? Like a special group, like that's
exclusive
all, like,
group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might not be just like an actual club. It might be, but you can use it also to say, oh, they're part of an exclusive club who have completed this level of education in their town. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good point. So it doesn't mean they necessarily meet and apply to be in it. It means they've naturally ended up in this exclusive group based on what they've achieved. So the word's a little flexible, actually.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, in all of these, the idea is that it's special. There's only one or a few.
Yes.
Not everyone gets something unless it's a marketing tactic, right?
Right.
But there are other ways to use this word, but we're focusing on this basic idea. And the same idea goes for relationships. Just to touch on that for a second, in case our listeners don't know, even though we mentioned it, if a relationship is exclusive, you're only with each other. The idea is only, it's special.
Yeah.
And, you know, other ways to describe it would be, yeah, special, unique, soul.
Yes.
Would be for like only, right?
Yep, exactly. So special, unique, or soul. Yeah, but I like exclusive better. I mean, it's...
Yeah, yeah, exclusive. Yeah, it kind of... I like it. How it sounds.
It's got a ring to it. It's kind of fun to say. Multiple syllables.
It is fun to say.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Exactly. So should we do a role play?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so funny that you're mentioning this reporter. Here we go. So this is incredible. I just got an exclusive interview planned with the mayor.
No way. That's such a unique opportunity. He never gives interviews.
Thanks. Yeah, I really feel like now I will be in this exclusive club of people who have interviewed him.
That's true. This is really a special chance.
Nice. Yeah. So again, as we said at the top of the episode, guys, you also could have said, I just got an exclusive plan with the mayor. If I'm talking to someone in
another in the industry, yeah,
usually, right? I mean, maybe your family would know what that means, but generally it's like a peer-to-peer industry professional thing to say. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What did we say here, Michelle?
All right, let's go through it. So, So I just got an exclusive interview planned with the mayor. And then I said...
Yeah, you said, no way, that's such a unique opportunity. And that's another word that kind of is in the same ballpark, I would say.
It's in the same ballpark. It's not exactly the same, but, you know, it's a word that you can use along with exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. And then you said, Michelle, or I said, what was it?
I feel like I'll be in this exclusive club of people who have interviewed him.
Mm.
Okay, so special group based on achievement.
Yeah, and you could have also said exclusive group. Group, exclusive, I guess group or club, but not necessarily like something you join actively. It's just
right.
A group, people that are grouped together because they've done something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And then what was the last part?
This is really a special chance. This really is a special chance. Again, same ballpark, but different word, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. The idea of being special, not everybody gets this chance.
So Michelle, here's a question. If you could be in any like exclusive group of people who have achieved something, like anything, could be quirky, what would you want to be? Like what kind of
achieve?
I don't know. It's a hard question.
I feel like I should say something about saving the world, but I'll stick it. I'll go with something with podcasting, right?
Love it.
Yeah, I feel like All Ears English is in an exclusive
definitely
group of podcasts when it comes to, you know, language education.
Oh, it's true. Absolutely. We are touching so many students and guys. So what's the takeaway here, Michelle? What would you say is the takeaway about exclusive? What do you think we need to know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just special. Think about special.
Yeah.
We've gone over a lot of ways that it's used today. We've talked about industries and jargon. We've talked about clubs, both ones that you actively join and that you're through achievement. But the main idea is this is a really good word to use. This is a nice sounding word. It's not really formal. It's not informal. It's just a good word.
Yeah, I love it. And Michelle, my takeaway here is that you have a new show to watch.
Yes. Inventing Anna.
I highly recommend it. It's good. It's good.
Good.
Good stuff, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out, guys. If you love All Ears English, then hit that follow button. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen, or even YouTube, this episode is on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. All right, Michelle, see you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.